We are on day 13, Rob's lucky number.
Yes.
Look, I do pay attention to what my boyfriend tells me.
Yeah.
See, we do listen, ladies. We do.
We do when it's other boys.
Okay, day 13. This could be the day that Stay Another Day E17 takes the lead over Westlife.
Okay.
God damn it. I'm going to choose out of the hat. Ooh, here we go. The year is 2002.
Okay.
And I have a feeling this could be the first of the X Factor and shit, what was the BBC show called?
Pop Idol.
Pop Idol, I think.
Fame Academy.
Yeah,
yeah, I think Fame Academy was the first.
So this was 4 weeks.
Is this Will Young or Gareth Gates?
No. Okay, they may have been the first ones. This
Lamar.
Is the second one. That
he was Fame Academy. I know a lot of them.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
4 weeks.
I met Lamar.
This was definitely one of those, and it is a song by Girls Aloud.
Oh, yeah, they are one of them, aren't they?
They were one of them, because...
Who was the boy band against Girls Aloud? Do you remember?
I do remember. I can't tell you who it was, though. I really can't tell you who that was, actually. It was a boy band, because they just played it up as boys versus girls.
Yeah.
You look that one up. But yeah, Sound of the Underground, I remember it coming out. Again, it wasn't a Christmas song, and this was the peak.
One true voice.
One, that's it. This was kind of the peak time that Simon Cowell and the evil record producers basically got their teeth into Christmas. And it was all about whoever wins will have a Christmas number one. And it was almost sold as, if you win the show, you will get Christmas number one that year.
So it was Girls Aloud versus One True Voice. They both released a song and One True Voice got number two and they got number one. So that's how it
that
worked.
That was it. And Sound of the Underground was just them wearing very, very little clothing and lots, if I remember rightly, lots of mums complained because their little girls were really, really looking forward to, like, Girls Aloud, it's going to be amazing. And then they saw the first music video of them and it's like, we don't know if this is appropriate anymore. Stay Another Day, but 17 is one for another day.
Yeah, well, I don't even need to talk about it. Of course they've won.
Which means they are now in the lead. 5 wins.
Come back tomorrow to hear the next challenger. This was the Variety Show Podcast's Christmas Advent for 2024. We wish you a Merry Christmas.